Blog Talk Radio.
It's like you're looking through a telescope. You see where you're going to be. Growing, getting better. You're not the person they see. Can't be mad at the things you've been through. Because they built your love through. Now you're stronger than you've ever been. They can't stop your hurt.
Tonight, everybody that's tuned in, hallelujah, this is the Comedic Jewish International Worldwide Fellowship, bless the Lord on tonight, based out of Long Beach, California. The West Coast is most definitely in the building, praise God, hallelujah. We want to welcome all of y'all out there listening on Blog Talk Radio. This is the revival that just won't stop, praise God, hallelujah. It's time to wake up. Hallelujah, and it's time to stay woke, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We thank God for everybody that's called in and tuned in on tonight. Hallelujah. Let's go to the throne of grace. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you. We thank you, Lord, for allowing us to come together in your name once again. Lord, we just ask that your Holy Spirit lead and guide us on today. Hallelujah, Lord. We want to be led by you. We want you to enlighten us on today, Lord. Hallelujah. We want you to install in us your knowledge and your wisdom. And, Lord, we thank you in advance for everything that you're about to do. Lord, we bind, we rebuke, and we cast away any work of the enemy that's trying to prohibit us from receiving your word on today. And, Lord, we want you to know we love you. Lord, we appreciate you. Lord, we magnify you. Lord, you are just the best thing it is, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. And amen. Hallelujah on tonight. Praise God. We want to welcome everybody for calling in, everybody for tuning in today to the revival. Hallelujah. That just won't stop. Hallelujah. Amen. And we ain't going to stop. Hallelujah. Amen. To the Lord, tell us to stop. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah, amen. We thank God for everybody that's called in and everybody that's tuned in on today. Hallelujah, amen. We want to get ready, amen, to go to the throne of grace. Hallelujah, with our testimonies and our prayer requests.
You are now a host.
Hold on 1 second. I'm experiencing a few technical difficulties. Bless the Lord. We want to go to Psalms 100 tonight as we go to our scripture. Hallelujah. Amen. And then I'm going to open up the throne, hallelujah, of grace for testimonies and prayer requests. Hallelujah. Amen. Going to Psalms 100. And it reads, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he who has made us and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and to his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting. And his truth endureth to all generations. May the Lord have a blessing to the reading, the hearing, and the doing of his holy word, hallelujah, on tonight. This scripture teaches us, as I always say, the attitude that we are supposed to have when we come into the presence of the Lord, hallelujah. We are supposed to have an attitude of gratitude, hallelujah. We are supposed to appreciate everything that God has done for us, hallelujah, on a day-to-day basis. Praise God, hallelujah. He woke us up this morning. He gave us breath in our lungs, hallelujah. He blessed us to be here on the line tonight. Praise God, hallelujah. Some people didn't get, hallelujah, that privilege, amen. Some people didn't wake up this morning. Hallelujah, bless the Lord. But some people woke up this morning, but they didn't make it to see tonight. But the Lord bless you. The Lord bless I. Hallelujah, amen. So we could be here and worship and magnify his name. And for that, we should be thankful. For that, hallelujah, we should worship him. And for that, we should lift his name up holy because he's worth. Hallelujah on today. Praise God. So as you come before the throne of grace with your testimonies and your prayer requests, come with that attitude of gratitude. Hallelujah. And show God how much you appreciate everything he's done for you in your life. The phone lines are open. Hallelujah. Will there be one on tonight?
Thank God for being here on
Tonight, brother, praise God, hallelujah, because he's both certainly is, all right, hallelujah, on tonight, bless the Lord. Do we have another testimony on tonight?
Yes, we do. Hi, church family. Hi, can you guys hear me?
Yes,
hi, Linda.
Hi, everyone. I had a hard time getting through, but I got through. The devil's a lie. But I wanted to just thank the Lord for his mercy, his grace, his salvation. Thank him for keeping me, for letting me live to see a brand new day, and just glorify his name and thank him for what he has done in my life, for what he's doing in my life. And I just want to lift him up. And I want to thank everyone on the prayer line for sending prayers up for me and my household and my son. I want to thank Pastor Corey and Brother Andre. And I just want to just praise the Lord. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. I thank God for
my
prayer line tonight. Starting from randomly.
Praise
and
the Lord,
God,
Jackie from Long Beach. Sorry I'm late, but I had a birthday.
I thank God for family and friends for prayer line. I'd like to thank him for me just being here today. Yeah. I study the word again. I'd like to thank him for this day. He made whole for us. I'd like to thank him again. He died for me. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Any more testimonies on tonight?
My name is Yolanda. I thank the Lord for waking me up this morning, starting me off on a brand new day. I thank the Lord for taking care of me and my family and friends, leading us down the right road. I thank the Lord for protecting each and every one of us, leading us and guiding us in the right direction, keeping us safe in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah, I want to hear Brian thank the Lord. You feel what but same one. Don't be scared.
What are you talking to, what?
Amen, amen.
Same one.
You ain't talking to me.
Yes, I am.
Amen. Amen. Amen, Mother. Bless me to hear you all tonight. Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Do we have any more testimonies, bless the Lord? Amen.
I have a testimony I need to talk about.
Go ahead, sis.
I don't even know how to start this conversation. A friend of mine say that was online, a lady that we know of that put online saying that, you know, that the city is opening up all over the world and that women and men have to be extra careful about the sex trafficking. Where they went to this hotel and didn't even know that these people was using a hotel that shouldn't have been used. And one of the girls, like, they got raped. So the man put a cobalt up underneath the door and ran in a woman's room. But I said, we need prayers. Like, you know, with people being homeless and stuff like that, you take a chance every day going to try to help these people where you don't know who they are. You know? So I'm praying that God give us a covering that we would know how to notify each other with all this craziness that's going on and people pretending to be other people. So I want God to give me the discernment to know when people are telling you something different and when you're trying to do what's right. It always has a copycat. I don't want to fall in that copycat footstep. I don't want to do something just because you're doing to get your cookie off or something. No. So I need to know from the Lord what he really wants me to do. You know, when I look at that, it makes you angry. You know, because people use stuff to get what they want and other people get hurt.
Amen.
When we feeding people, I don't want to do something and get myself hurt. You know how when you're naive and you do stuff and don't even know that people would do these crazy things? So I'm saying this to put everybody on alert. You know, we wonder why the Lord has the churches closed and all these different places closed. And when I saw this here video, they said you got to look at it. And say, it's nothing wrong to try to find out about a person if they're in your life, trying to get in your life, because I don't want to say no color because I'm not prejudiced at all. It's always best to check your surroundings, who would surround you, and you don't know who they are, because John Doe can be anybody.
Amen.
And then they won't know where you live and don't want people to know where they live, you know? It makes me think about Herman the Monster. You sleep in the coffin, you know? So I don't know. I just say I need prayers. God knows I need prayers. I'm like a walking time bomb. I need prayer. I need,
amen.
Most of all, I go on the line every day. I haven't been able to go on the line in the morning time lately because the way my schedule been and we in the different time zone, and I be thanking the Lord all day long, but the enemy still try to come in when he thinks you at your vulnerable, at your weakest moment. I'm going through 99 things at one time. And I keep telling myself, it's just a test. The Lord is still here. It's just a test. And then when I seen that girl, what happened to her and her party that she brought to go celebrate to get ready for a wedding, and then she could have lost her own sister with a man dressing up like the people running the hotel. You know, the devil is a lie. They did that in the hospital. When I used to work at the hospital, people did stupid stuff like that in the middle of the night to go in. That's why they stopped letting people in at a certain time. Because a lot
Amen.
Of people were getting killed with not even knowing, had sickness that could have went home and wind up dying because other people did stuff to them.
Amen.
So I'm saying to everybody, it's not a joke. It's real. You know?
Amen.
We crack the joke, but the gays and the lesbians and all these things, we have to have our eyes open on everybody.
Amen.
You know, and my spirit is vexed today because knowing that we praying for these people and the enemy is still doing all kind of stuff. I'm not going to get in this situation like I did before I had went in the hospital for the COVID, where I was saying, Lord, I don't understand. We pray every day and look what's going on. So God had to show me. I'm not going to go there with God. I'm not going to go there because I know God is protecting me. But when you feel uncomfortable about something, it's best to let people know. Then they wonder why you don't like to travel alone. Very few times I get on the highway for hours by myself. I stop doing that because people will follow you. And the thing about it, you can look like a monkey. That don't stop a man from wanting what you got if they want it.
Amen.
It don't even stop a woman from wanting what you got if they want it.
Amen.
You know? So I'm saying, brother, we need prayer. Today is Friday, and the devil is
also
on the
run. Also, y'all going to out of Long Beach, California. Praise the Lord, everybody. Hallelujah.
Praise
thanks.
The Lord. Praise
Hallelujah.
The Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
That's right. Amen.
So that's what I'm saying. You know, all of the, we crack jokes, we do all this other stuff, but now it's time to get serious because the devil is on the loose.
Amen.
Amen, mother. Amen. Well, we're going to put that
Amen.
On the throne of praise. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's just go ahead and take that to the throne of grace. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we ask, Lord, that you not only protect us, Lord, in this day and this hour, Lord, but you give us enhance our spirit of discernment, Lord. Give us the discernment, Lord, to discern, hallelujah, the evil from the good. Your children, Lord, from the enemy's children, Lord. Keep us from all hurt, harm, or danger, Lord, for we just simply want to do your will, do your work, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. And we thank you right now for giving us the strength, hallelujah, to carry on, hallelujah, for giving us the courage, hallelujah, to go out and minister, for giving us the courage to do your will, hallelujah. You said, Lord, you are sending us out as sheep among wolves, hallelujah, Lord. But we just pray that you have your hands of protection around us. We ask, Lord, that you give us the peace of mind. Give us a peace of mind to continue on doing what we are doing in your will. And we pray these things in your son Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, God.
Hallelujah. Blood, Lord.
Excuse me, you guys. I don't mean to interrupt, but I was wondering because I've been stuck at the phone pretty much all day. I'm expecting a very, very important phone call, and I touched bases with someone, and they said they would have someone call me back like at 5:45. So I might have to get off the line temporarily, but I was wondering, could somebody write down the scriptures for me so when I call back in, I can get the scriptures from them.
Amen, mother. Amen.
Yes.
We'll certainly have somebody take care of that for you. Go ahead, Brother Miley.
Appreciate it.
No problem. No problem at all. Okay. Go ahead, Brother Bobby.
I'm not a stranger changer. Everywhere I go. I just told you since I was a little boy in the church, and I'm not going to stop because so far that won't be the same on the phone, but I'm going to say how I like to sing, not how like he wants to do. He wants to do, he can talk about slower, okay, I understand, but won't he say one for me? Brother Brown, yeah. That's what I'm praying for. I want him to be the one. Be the song. I know he's the same.
I don't have no song to sing for you, but I'll come bother me.
Hey, man, yeah. Praise God. When the Lord gives me a song, he'll put it on his heart. Praise God. Hallelujah. Go ahead, sister.
It's awesome.
Amen, amen. Do we have any more prayer requests? I thought I heard a sister say that. Bless the Lord. Amen. Amen. Well, we certainly thank God, amen, for all the testimonies that have gone up before the throne of grace today, the prayer requests that have gone up before the throne of grace on today. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. I'm gonna go ahead and go to the throne again with prayer, and then I'm going to introduce the man of the hour. I'm going to play a selection, and immediately following that selection, you'll be in the hands of the man of God. Father God, in the name of Jesus on today, Lord, you have heard our testimonies that have gone up before your throne of grace of our appreciation for you, Lord. We appreciate everything that you've done for us, Lord, everything that you're going to do, Lord. And, Lord, we even appreciate everything that you ain't going to do because you know what's best for our will. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for the doors that you are opening. Hallelujah, Lord, that no man can shut. Thank you for leading and guiding us all today, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you for answering our prayers. Hallelujah on today. And we bless your name, Lord. Touch the speaker on tonight. Touch him from the crown of his head to the sole of his feet on tonight, Lord. Hallelujah. Allow his anointing to flow freely on tonight. And, Lord, we thank you in advance for the revelation you are about to drop on your people. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 And amen.
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 Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Getting ready to come forth and break bread once again. Hallelujah. Praise God. The revival that just won't stop ain't stopped. Hallelujah. It's still going. Praise God. Hallelujah. And once again, coming forth, bringing the word of God on tonight is the leader of the Comedic Jewish International Worldwide Fellowship. Praise God. Based out of Long Beach, California. Hallelujah. Amen. He is no stranger. Y'all know who he is. Praise God. He needs no introduction, but allow me to introduce him anyway. About to break the bread of life after the selection. Hallelujah. The next voice you will hear will be that of Apostle Eldon Curry immediately following this selection. Yes, Lord.
The song just says, in one place, in one tabernacle with Jesus. In one place, in one tabernacle with Jesus, there is no other place where I'd rather be than in one place, in one tabernacle with him.
I find joy.
There is no other place where I'd rather be. There is no other place where I'd rather be than in this one place.
Hey. Yes, God.
Thank you for accepting me. Thank you for receiving me.
Anybody just grateful? I know I don't deserve it, but I love this place.
Here in one place, I love this place. Oh, thank you for accepting us. Thank you for receiving us.
Hallelujah.
Oh,
Rabbi.
Woo! Here in one place, I love this. Thank you for accepting
me.
You tell him. Thank you for receiving me. You didn't have to, but thank you for accepting me.
Hey, Shababukaraba.
Every voice tell him, thank you for accepting me.
Thank you,
thank you for receiving me.
Hallelujah.
Thank you for receiving us.
Worshiping right now. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hey, God. Somebody bless him right now. Somebody just love on him right now. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, God.
Thank you.
Somebody give him the highest praise right now. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hey, God. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Yeah. I mean, you can say that your hallelujah belongs to him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hey, Shada the Boko Tarabasando. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Anybody thankful for him for just accepting us? Hallelujah. Lord, thank you for letting me be in your presence. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
How many know everybody can't get in the presence of the Lord, y'all? How many know?
Amen. Hallelujah.
That it's a privilege. It's an honor. Hallelujah. And we can't never take it for granted, God. Hallelujah. How blessed we are to be able to be in his presence. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Hey, hallelujah. I don't know about you, saints, but I don't know what I would do if I couldn't get in the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. I don't know what I would do if his presence wasn't on my life. Hallelujah. I don't know what I would do, hallelujah, without his presence. Hallelujah.
Yes,
how many of you will say tonight that you need him? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
I will.
Hallelujah. Amen.
I will.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. I can't breathe without you. Hallelujah. I can't live without you. I can't think without you. Hallelujah. I can't function without you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. I need you, Lord. Hallelujah. I need you so much. Hallelujah. I need you every second. Hallelujah. I need you every minute. Hallelujah. I need you every hour. Hallelujah. I need you every day. Hallelujah. I need you every week. Hallelujah. I need you every month. Hallelujah. I need you every year. Hallelujah. Hey, God, I wish somebody would just love on it right now and say, Lord, I need you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Lord, Jesus, I need you.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. How mighty. How mighty and awesome is our God, child of God. How mighty and awesome is our God. Hallelujah. Somebody give him another shout of praise while we in his presence.
Hallelujah.
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 How many know that that's how you lose the enemy is in the presence of God? Come on, tell somebody hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He can't go, hallelujah. And then when we get in that secret place, hallelujah, Psalm 91 says he that dwelleth in the secret place. There's a place, but then there's a secret place. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And how many know when it's a secret, that means that don't nobody know about it but you and God. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High. See, there's a secret place in the Most High that can't nobody get to, glory to God. That's why he's called the Most High, glory to God, because there's nobody higher than him. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. And I mean, you know that the only way to get in that secret place is in prayer. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It's prayer that get us in this secret place. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And we praise God that every time we pray that God puts us in the secret place. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I'm not going to be long before you tonight, amen, but I do want to share a quick word with you tonight, amen. I want to talk about tonight real quickly. Go to Matthew 18 and 19. I want to talk about the power of agreement. The power of agreement. You know why the enemy hates agreement is because there's no discord in agreement. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. And so when we are in total agreement, then the enemy has no room to operate. I don't know if y'all can hear me tonight.
Amen.
Amen.
Matthew 18, verse 19. And how many know that before Yahshua left, that he prayed for us that we would stay in agreement, or that we would have the spirit of agreement? Because he knew that there was our key to victory, and it still is our key to victory. Hallelujah. It's the spirit of agreement.
Amen.
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 And the word of the Lord in Matthew chapter 18, verse 19, and the word of the Lord says, it says, again I say to you. So again means that the Lord must have already spoken this to us prior to this. So he says, again I say to you, if two of you agree on earth about anything they ask. Come on there, somebody. That's powerful. God says if we can come to an agreement about a matter, he says that when we ask, that it will be done for us by our Father in heaven.
Amen. Hallelujah.
I'm finna show you something tonight, child of God. Are y'all ready?
Amen.
I want us to be in agreement tonight for three things. I want us to be in agreement that God would heal everybody online tonight.
Amen.
And not only everybody online, but everybody that you know that's close to your heart, that you believe in for God to give them a miracle of healing. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Hey, God, hallelujah. And also, while we believe in God, that he's going to heal everybody that's online, and that's everybody that's connected to us, and that's on our mind and hearts tonight. Hallelujah, glory to God. Even as I'm speaking, I want you to know that something is happening. Why? Because we're in agreement for it to happen. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
He said it too. How many know there's more than two of us online tonight? Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Tell somebody, say, neighbor, I'm in total agreement tonight.
Neighbor, I'm
so green. If something miraculous is going to happen tonight, neighbor, tell us something miraculous is going to happen tonight.
Something
miraculous
is going to happen tonight.
Hallelujah.
Glory
to God. I feel healing already taking place tonight. I don't know about you, but I already feel the spirit of healing taking place. Hallelujah. The anointing of God is moving. Why? Because we're in agreement for him to move, and we know that by his stripes we are what? Already healed. So we thank him for the manifestation of what we know that is already taken place. So the healing is already taking place. We just praising him for the manifestation. Because the Lord said, well, it is done. It is what? Finished. So somebody give God a praise tonight. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hey, Shababoko, Totoroboko, Yarabasando, hallelujah. I want you to praise God for somebody else's healing tonight, hallelujah.
Amen.
I want you to praise God for your neighbor healing. Say, neighbor, I believe God for you. Yeah, amen. I believe God that you are already healed by his stripes. Shababoko, Yarabasando. You are already healed your neighbor. Somebody give God a praise.
Hallelujah.
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 Hey, God. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, Lord. We praise you tonight. We thank you tonight. We thank you for your report, because your report says that we are healed. We thank you, Rabbi San Dodo Boche, who believe his report tonight, who has believed the report of the Lord, Rabbi San Dodo.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Yes, God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hey, God, so we rebuke every sickness, hallelujah. We rebuke every dis-ease, we rebuke every pain, we rebuke every virus, we rebuke every condition, and we thank you, that it's already done. Somebody give God a praise about this.
Hallelujah.
Hey, God. What did the woman with the issue of blood say? She said to her, she said within herself first, hallelujah, before anything outwardly happened, she said within herself, if I can just touch the hem of his garment, if I can just touch the bottom part of him, hallelujah, I know I will be made whole. Come on here, somebody. She was already on the ground. She was already at ground level. So all she could do was reach up. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. How many of you know when you're at ground level already? Hallelujah. But all you can do is just what? Reach up. But if I know, if I can just make contact, she said, if I can just make contact, hallelujah, I know he going to heal me. I know he going to make me what? Hold. And the spirit of agreement is moving tonight. Hallelujah. So we know that we're going to have whatever we ask from the Father. So right now, healings are taking place all over the line tonight. Somebody give him praise. For your healing tonight. Amen. Claim your healing. Amen. Get your healing. Amen. It's yours.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Hey, God.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Hey, God. I mean, you can feel something happening right now. Hallelujah.
Thank you, God. Hallelujah.
How many of you feel God's healing power on you right now? Hallelujah. Give him praise if you feel his healing power on you right now. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Hey, hallelujah. Somebody give him thanks. Hallelujah. Somebody give him praise. Hallelujah.
Thank you. Hallelujah.
Hey, God. Oh, I felt that. Hallelujah to God.
Hey, God.
Hey, God. Hallelujah. Thank you for your stripes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. For the stripes you took that I may be made whole, that I may be healed. Thank you for the stripes that you took, God, oh, son, though. Hallelujah. That you took in my place. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And in each one of those stripes, there's a healing for you. Come on here, somebody.
Amen. Amen.
There's a healing almost on that about Sunday. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
while the spirit of healing is going forth, the second thing I want us to pray for tonight by the spirit of agreement is that God will restore everybody online tonight.
Hallelujah.
I want us to be in agreement and pray that God will bring restoration to every household tonight, that God will bring restoration to every person online tonight, that God will bring restoration to our children. Hallelujah!
Yes,
hallelujah.
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 How many know that the Bible says that he will restore to us the years that the canker worm and the locust and the palmer worm and every worm that has came to eat up the blessing that God has had for us. God says, I'm going to restore to you the years. I want you to be in agreement, amen, that the spirit of restoration, amen, is not being loosed upon everyone online tonight. Give God praise if you're in agreement with that. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hey, Shababo, Kun, da 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 ba, Siki, Tororobo, Shando. That word restoration, restore means to do it over again.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. How many know that God want to do it again for us? Hallelujah. The Lord do it again for me. Come on here.
Hallelujah.
Do it again for me, God. I need you to do it again for me.
Hallelujah.
David said in Psalm 51, he said, restore unto me what the joy of my salvation. Amen. God is in restoration. God is in to restoring us. Somebody give God a praise.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. How many of you feel restoration happening?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
How many can feel God restoring you right now? Thank you, so Lord. I thank you for the restoration.
Lord,
hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Somebody bless the sweet name of Yahshua. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Psalm 23 says that he lead me beside the still waters. Hallelujah. He restores my soul. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
How many know that restoration is for the soul? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Shababoko Yaraba Sando. This is awesome, child of God. Amen. You mean to tell me right now that the spirit of healing is flowing? Hallelujah. The spirit of restoration is flowing. And now I want to pray to the Lord. I want us to be in agreement that God will shower down peace on everyone online, amen. That he will just give you so much peace, glory to God. Peace in your mind. Peace in your soul. Peace in your spirit. Hey, somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah. Peace. Peace. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Peace that surpasses your understanding. Hallelujah. Lord, give me peace that go beyond my understanding. I can't even figure out why I got so much peace, Lord. Hallelujah. But my soul, so much peace, God. Hallelujah. You said your peace that you give to us, not as the world gives. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
But somebody praise him for peace, Abubu Sunday, you shall praise him for peace.
Hallelujah.
Yes, God. Thank you for peace, God. Hey, somebody give him a shout right now. Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Hey, Shabu, call that about Sunday. The enemy been trying to fight somebody, hallelujah, to make you get fearful, amen, to try to make you worry, to make you try to doubt God. But God said he's wiping out that spirit and giving you peace. Hallelujah. For anybody that may be struggling with the spirit of fear, the Lord said to tell you he is not giving you the spirit of fear.
Oh, wow.
So if you feel fear, you know that's from the devil. That's from Satan himself.
Amen.
But what God says that he has given us, though, is this. He says, I've given you love.
Amen.
Come on, hear somebody.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
God has given us love. Come on, somebody, amen. Feel the love of the Lord right now. Feel the love of the Father. He says, I'm giving you love. And then he said, perfect love casts out all fear. Come on here, somebody. And then we can't be fearful when the love of God, amen, is in us and on us. Why? Because fear can't stay where love is. Come on here, somebody. When love show up, fear got to go. Hallelujah.
Got to go.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen.
And perfect love means that complete love. It has to do with
Amen.
The love of obedience. Glory to God. Once we obey God, then all fear what? Leave. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
He said he's given us love. Power. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Amen.
See, these are the things that God has given us. So I know he's given me love, glory to God. So I know
Amen.
I got love.
Mm-hmm.
And then he said he's given me power. So I know I got power. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
I got authority. Come on here, somebody. And then I got the dunamis. Explosive power within me to do the things that I cannot do without the power. Glory to God. So he has given me power to go beyond the power that I got. Come on here, somebody. So when I think I ain't got no more power, God said, no, you got some more. It's in your reserve tank. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. I'm in you, glory to God. And I'll cause that power to come up when you need it, Babo Sando. Somebody praise God for his power.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, how many got the Holy Ghost tonight?
Amen.
Well, you got the Holy Ghost and you got power on reserve. You got power. Hey, you just got to tap into it, but you got it. He's there. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Come on and praise God for it. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And then he says, I'm giving you a sound mind. Hallelujah. He said, I give you love. I've given you power. And last but not least, I've given you what? A sound mind. A healthy mind. A peaceful mind. Come on here, somebody.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Somebody need to praise God tonight for a sound mind. Lord, I thank you for giving me a sound mind. Hallelujah.
Giving me a sound mind.
Hey, yada. How many know that a sound mind is a good mind? It's a healthy mind. It's a peaceful mind. Glory to God. It's a sober mind. Come on. Hey, God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Somebody needs to praise him right now for a sober mind. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. If somebody's walking around and they don't have a sound mind, they don't have a sober mind, they out of their mind. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I mean, you know, that's the only way you can keep a sound mind is that you got to stay in that perfect peace. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He said, I keep your mind in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed out by God, though. In other words, we can't allow our mind to wander off and go other places. Glory to God. Come on here, somebody. Hey, amen. You better keep your mind on the Lord. Come on here, somebody. Tell me, well, you know, I'm going to let my mind wander. Okay, let your mind wander. Hey, amen. You better hold it and wander back. Hallelujah. You better keep your mind, noble. I'm reminded of what the old folks used to say. I woke up this morning with my mind, and it was stayed. Almost time. Oh, I wish somebody would give God a shout right here. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
How many of y'all can praise God for keeping their mind all day? Thank you, Lord, for keeping my mind. You know how much opposition it is to fight against our mind. Amen. Hallelujah. We ought to thank God every chance we get. Lord, thank you for keeping my mind, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, that my mind is still sound, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you for my peace of mind. Glory to God. I mean that the enemy will try to fight your peace of mind. Hallelujah. He'll try to fight your shalom, glory to God. He don't want you to have shalom. But I speak shalom over everyone online tonight, glory to God. I pray shalom, 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 peace over you, hallelujah, over your mind, over your body, over your spirit, over your soul, Abba Sunday, Abba Sunday. Yay, God. Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
The spirit of agreement.
Amen.
Nothing more powerful than the spirit of agreement.
Amen.
To give God praise.
Hallelujah, God.
And we give God glory.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Jesus.
Somebody just begin to worship God right now.
Amen, bro.
And thank him. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
We give you praise, God. Yes, God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah to God. Hallelujah. Somebody give God one more shout of praise tonight.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you,
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on in, Elder. Come on in.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
As we worship God tonight.
Hallelujah. Bless the Lord on tonight. Hallelujah. Praise God. Power. Amen. Of grief. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. It's that time, people, that we start agreeing with the word of God. Hallelujah. Amen.
Yeah.
When the man of God was going forth, I heard the Lord say, we disagree. Now, not only do we disagree, Hallelujah, praise God.
Hey, man, we disagree with the word, praise God. Hallelujah. But it's time for us to come within the power of grief. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. We thank God for his word. Hallelujah. On tonight, we thank God for the man across the name. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. We thank God.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen. That he told us how powerful the power of the grief is. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's go to the
Hallelujah.
Father. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. We thank you for the man of God. We thank you for the word that he gave us on today, Lord. The power of the priest. Help us to walk in that word, Lord. Help us let that word to marinate in our hearts, minds, and our souls, Lord. And Lord, I ask that you touch the man of God. That you touch him from the crown of his head to the sole of his feet. That you replenish him, Lord, the virtue that he has poured out of your people on tonight. And Lord, we are forever grateful for your love and your God. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And amen. Bless the Lord on tonight.
Thank you. Hallelujah.
Praise God for that word. Praise God. Hallelujah for that word on tonight. Hallelujah. I'm going to go ahead and open up the lines.
Yeah.
You have a testimony. Amen. A prayer request on today. Hallelujah. Now would be the time to do so. The phone lines are open. Will there be one? Hallelujah. On today.
Yeah, Father, you
yeah,
just
I'll
one,
be
sorry.
One. I'll be one.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Is someone else speaking? I just want to request some a special prayer for Giovanni from my household, and I have a neighbor that's doing so well. I want you guys to lift her up in prayer. Her name is Brenda, and I have a friend that she needs prayer too. She needs prayer with a for a stable place for a place.
For
her and her kids.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank
amen. That's a prayer for Brenda. She needs a stable
yes,
place for her and her kids. Amen.
No, her name is Yolanda.
Amen.
She needs a stable
place
for her and her
kids. Is your
baby
on
the
phone,
Giovanni? And
it's
alcoholism.
It's my we have a whooping sale. Yep.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Father, we thank you and we praise you right now, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we ask you right now, God, that you would move on behalf of Yolanda, Lord God, to get her a place. Lord, we thank you, Lord God, that you are still the God of miracles, Lord, that you still are a God that provides. And we give you praise and glory, and we thank you, Father, that you said that if we ask anything in your name, that you would do it for us. And we thank you right now for your mighty hand, for your mighty eyes. We thank you right now, God, for moving expeditiously and speedily, God, in this situation. We give you the praise and the glory that it is already done. In Yeshua HaMashiach's name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Man, y'all.
Amen. Hey, Minister Andre. Minister Andre?
Now,
can I request you to play the just one song for us, please? It's by the Williams brother, and it's called Jesus Would Never Say No.
Every time I say Williams.
Oh, Brian, hold on a minute.
Huh?
Hold on a minute. I'm trying to give him the name of the song.
I got you. Jesus never say no.
Yes, sir, by the Williams brother. Thank you.
Amen.
Give God another hand to praise everybody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, Lord. Are there any comments before I close us out? Hallelujah.
I have a comment.
Yes, Mother. Go ahead.
You know how they said Jesus never said no?
Mm-hmm.
And God always has messages to line up with what we're going through in life,
mm-hmm.
and how our fear and how we think and how our emotion is and everything. And that's letting us know that God is letting us know the spirit is real.
Amen.
Because it's satisfying our body, you know, letting us know that He know all about us, even though.
Amen.
What I saw today from what that lady was saying and Pastor Corey, something that I had asked you about.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, I'm still trying to find out about that because, you know, it's like some things are not adding up
mm-hmm.
like it's supposed to. And, like, the lady and the man and that was on with other people on this conference thing, they were saying you have to know who you live in amongst. There's nothing wrong with doing what he was saying. You know? Because it's best to know than not to then something happens. You know? And when you be a single lady, a divorced woman, you're vulnerable to a lot of things. You know, and even though you plead the blood and all this other stuff, sometimes the devil has ways of getting in, and before you know it, you capped it, you know? Somebody always say, if you're traveling, don't travel alone. Always travel with somebody, you know? You're a target when you're by yourself. And I appreciate you and love you for the word, brother, that God really, you know, talking to you and you know, letting you bring it forth to us, you know. It's like that. I can't wait till it's time to go on the line. You know, and I go on the line in the morning and in the evening. And my own church, they beginning to say, why you don't come on our line right now? You know what I mean? It's like, oh, no, this is more juicy, you know?
So, yeah.
I'm saying to you, I ask God to keep a covering on you. Because he used
it. Yeah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I appreciate that. Lord, I appreciate that so much. I need it.
You know, the thing about it, God knows that we need money. Believe me, he knows that. And one thing about it, it's coming. That's just like even in my situation. It's coming. And God know that when we do extra things, when we don't have money to pay our tithe, it's an offering until our tithe gets paid. You know, it's not like that. I'm throwing away stuff. It's like that.
Okay.
Things just been being attacked. As long as I've been driving, I haven't had a traffic ticket sent to me in the mail like that. You know what I mean? So I'm trying to figure out, was I in that area at that time, or did somebody else drive my car in that time? You know, you just don't know. That's the way the devil attack us. And to go to court for it, they're going to make you go 30 days before they can tell you yay or nay. You know, it's best to just go on and pay it and put it behind you. But how can you pay something you ain't got the time for? Jesus.
Hmm.
Mm. Wow. All I can see is Jesus. Then last night, my dryer said it was on fire. I was laying down there with a big old white smoke came to my door in my room. I jumped up in the name of Jesus, trying to pull a dryer out to unplug it, because they said no air flow. That's what's causing it. So, you know, the enemy is really trying to attack, because I'm on the breakthrough for America. Dog got a miracle with my name. Even if you got a little dog or cat or bird or fish or something, come bring it to me.
Amen.
Dog got it. Don't know where it's coming from. I don't need to know. It ain't my business. As long as I'm here to receive it.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I love you. Love of God, I tell you. God really, you know, really using you.
No, it's not.
Mm-hmm. You don't understand what he's doing that time.
No. Doing. Mm-hmm. Well, I thank God, Mother, because what the Lord has spoken in my spirit is that many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord shall deliver him out of them all.
I claim that in the name of Jesus. That's why
right
I tell people.
Right at the time that the enemy know that something big is coming, he'll try to shoot something at you to get you off focus.
Come on.
Of what's coming.
Come on. Yeah.
But what's coming ain't gonna stop coming to you because of what is happening around you.
Amen.
Because,
hallelujah.
Because your praise is gonna be an
hallelujah
indication that you still believe God in spite of what the devil is trying to do. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
When it's your due season, and see, God is putting you in your due season. See, there's a season, but then there's a due season. The season that is due to you. Come on here, somebody. The things that God has that are due to you. And that's why you can boldly quote Isaiah 54:17, it said, no, devil, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Hallelujah. Why? Because I got a due season, and it's my season.
Man.
To
amen
be blessed.
Hallelujah.
And God
amen
says to continue to stand because it is your season. To be
amen
blessed.
Amen.
Amen.
And thank you, Lord. And it's not what it looked like. Mother, it's not what it looked like. It may look one way, but it's going to work out another way. It's not what it looked like.
Amen.
I see you there.
God is going to do what he said he's going to do for you.
Amen.
Just hold on to God. I just hear this song, God's Unchanging Hand.
Amen.
Hold to his hand. Because his hand don't change.
Amen.
Amen. Man hand change, but God hand don't change. Hello, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
And as long as we hold on to his unchanging hand, we're going to be all right, Mother. Hallelujah.
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 Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Somebody give God a praise.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank
you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
I saw your prayer
tonight.
Amen.
Yes, woman of God, what you need? Just as the Spirit of God leads you, I just want the Holy, the Lord just let the Lord just a general prayer.
Okay. Amen, amen. Hallelujah. Father, I thank you tonight, Lord, as I lift your daughter up, Lord, before you, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for your hedge, your protection that is around her life. Mm. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for purpose and destiny. Lord, thank you for the things that you have in store for her, Lord God. Lord, we bind every scheme, every tactic, Lord, every trick of the enemy, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And, Lord, as she goes forth, Lord, thank you for opening doors that no man can close. Lord, I thank you for open doors. I see open doors around you, woman of God, and I see God opening doors. And I hear the Lord say, as I open the doors for you, walk through them. This is your season for open doors. God is also going to be shedding doors. Hallelujah. Shedding doors to your past. Shedding doors to the table. Oh, God, I felt that. He's going to shed doors to every trick and scheme and wile of the enemy. Hallelujah. Because God don't want no backlash. God don't want no retaliation.
Yes.
Amen. So those doors are going to be closed.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And so,
thank you,
God says in this season, this will be a season of newness, of refreshing.
Yes.
And so, Father, we thank you. We give you praise right now. That in the mighty name of Yahshua HaMashiach, God, that you would just surround her. Surround her with angels. We thank you, God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father God.
Thank you for expansion in this season, God. Thank you for expanding her territory and enlarging her territory. In Yahshua HaMashiach's name we pray. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Somebody give God a praise.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
I'm glad to be on live tonight. Mama, how do you know? She said, I tried. know what you can do then. Then you can go sleep at night.
You ain't gotta worry about nothing.
Everything will be alright.
We're gonna have
your career.
Oh, oh, oh.
And Brad Salas.
Honey,